Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome one, welcome all, and again, welcome to the Stock to Me podcast, part of the Investor Brand Network. Today we are speaking to Knightscope Incorporated, that's Knight with a K, like our knights in shining armor, Knightscope Incorporated, and specifically, we're speaking to the chairman and CEO for the company, Bill Lee. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Listeners, I want you to follow along by visiting a couple of websites. The corporate site is Knightscope.com. Specifically there, I want you to take a close look at the gallery and the videos that this company has made of their security robots. And that's the other website. I want you to go to securityrobot.com to take a deeper dive into this company, as well as learning about how you can invest in this company. So, Bill, with that, why don't you tell us about your company and these incredible autonomous security robots?
Sure. It's a very unique combination of self-driving technology, robotics, and artificial intelligence. The math problem we're trying to solve is there's a million security guards across the U.S., there's another million law enforcement professionals. You can't triple shift a human, and they need to actually operate 24/7. At this point in time, only about 500,000 humans trying to secure 328 million people across 50 states. That math doesn't work. And so the security robots that we built, they're fully autonomous. They're intended to do basically two things. One is to provide a physical deterrent. And what does that mean? Well, let's say you're driving down the highway and you see a patrol car on the side. What is your immediate reaction? To pump the brakes. So very similarly, if you're trying to do something nefarious and it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you pull into a hospital parking lot and there's a 5-foot-tall, 400-pound machine roaming around on its own. It's fully autonomous. There's no one remote controlling it. The strobe light's going. It says security on it. And you have no idea what it does. You're probably basically going to go steal the car down the street and not there. And that's what our clients have been experiencing across the country. The second piece is just to grab as much data from the environment as possible and have the machines do the, let's say, the monotonous and computationally heavy work that no human could ever possibly do. And then let the humans do the strategic decision making and enforcement work. And now that we've operated over a million hours across the country, we've learned a lot on how technology can really help better secure our country.
Well, listeners, he talked about customers right there again at Knightscope.com, Texas Children's Hospital, Merck, Florida State University, Stadium Enclave and Urban Enclave, Century Movie Theaters. You've got, the list goes on and on, listeners. You've made a nice impression and good market penetration already, Bill. You're the chairman and CEO of the company. Let's learn a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. By way of background, I'm a former Ford Motor Company executive. I spent 10 years there, 12 different jobs, 4 different continents, every functional area. I'll date myself here. I worked on the Escort Tracer team with Mazda. I worked on the 6.8 liter V10. I was the vehicle engineer for the Lincoln Mark 8. Worked for Ford of India. I helped set up a plant at Ford of Brazil, stationed in Ford of Europe for the never-ending turnarounds. And my second to last job, I was director of mergers and acquisitions when we were running around buying everything. And my last job, ill-advised, I was an entrepreneur, raised $250 million internally and built a subsidiary for Ford, built the world's second largest automotive recycler, bought 22 companies in 11 months, had about 600 employees, and that unit is still operational as part of almost $10 billion LKQ Corporation, which is publicly traded on NASDAQ.
Well, now, where did you think, or how did you think of this idea and your technology? It's far more advanced than anything else out there, but what makes it so advanced?
One is that we've actually operated in the real world with real clients generating real revenue. Over $80 billion, depending on who you believe, has been invested in self-driving autonomous technology. About 200 companies working on it. I believe Knightscope's literally the only company in the world operating 24/7, 365, fully autonomous, no human intervention across an entire nation, both indoors and outdoors. It's really difficult technology to execute, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of people haven't, you know, actually shipped anything. And also because we've got a lot of crime fighting wins. If you go to knightscope.com/crime, you can see the impact and the positive impact we've already had on society. We've helped a law enforcement agency issue an arrest warrant for a sexual predator, another law enforcement agency apprehend an armed gunman, help the security guard apprehend a thief, and the list goes on and on. So the technology is advanced and unique because it works and it's been effective.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you and the route that you're going to raise capital. As you pointed out in your background, international pedigree, but you've always been sort of on the cutting edge, and you're doing that here in the capital raise for your company. Why did you go the non-traditional route for raising capital?
So we've raised over $40 million since inception. I've been the really bad investment banker in-house raising all the capital. I say that because almost every round we've done has been oversubscribed, so obviously I don't know how to price things properly, but we do get the deal done. We're now backed by over 10,000 family offices, private investors, accelerators, and four major corporations. Primarily why we didn't take the traditional institutional route is, you know, $100 billion goes into startups every year. Name me the fund that's fluent in law enforcement, physical security, robotics, and hardware with an actual track record. And that kind of capital kind of really doesn't exist. So we thought that if we're going to change how we're going to reimagine public safety, we're going to need a large swath of society actually participate in that. And now with 10,000 investors from all walks of life, either chief security officers to NYPD detectives, CIA, FBI, DHS, vice presidents of leasing and major malls, you really get a great understanding and a lot of support across the country for what we're doing.
Well, I love your self-deprecating humor as well as your humble way of putting things for yourself, because so far from what I'm seeing, this has been an absolute home run. So what are your expectations once you're on the NASDAQ?
One, I think we want to access the capital markets in a perhaps different way so we can continue to grow the company. I think second, a lot of our clients are, you know, large, 10 of the Fortune 1000. We've got a lot of hospitals. We've got our first handful of law enforcement agencies, a couple of municipalities, and we actually just announced our first federal government contract. And a lot of those clients would prefer to engage with a publicly traded company. And third, I guess maybe in the background, I'm an ex-mergers and acquisitions guy, might want to go shopping. I guess we'll see.
Well, very good. Listeners, once again, we are speaking to Bill Lee, Chairman and CEO of Knightscope Incorporated. Learn more about the company and its offering at securityrobot.com. Now, Bill, we've seen a lot of other companies use these platforms like Start Engine, but it seems like none of them ever go public or get bought. And that, of course, means there's no exit strategy for the shareholders. However, your shares are going to be registered after you go public. Is that correct?
So the federal government changed the rules a few years ago to allow a private company to do a public offering and remain private. And a lot of companies that took advantage of that in the 2015, 16, 17 timeframe ended up doing the transaction, but then subsequently did a direct listing and kind of didn't go all that well. And part of it is the company wasn't, frankly, ready to be on the national exchange. And so we actually did our first Reg A Plus back in 2017. Trying to raise $20 million, we ended up way oversubscribed at 26. And so now we're doing our second Reg A Plus, and so long as it all goes well, and there's a lot of other factors on when we may or may not do a public listing, we have reserved our ticker symbol on NASDAQ. It's going to be a KSCP. But folks have until July 20th of 2020 to buy shares at $8 a share there at securityrobot.com. And it gives us a unique opportunity. We'll see how it goes. But again, the end mission, the end goal and aspiration for the company is to see if we can make the United States of America the safest country in the world. A public listing or an IPO or however you want to do it is not the end goal of the company. It is basically a financing and that's it. That's not the mission of the company. I think long term, my personal aspirations, I'd like to build a $30 billion company that kind of looks like a defense contractor. But instead of focusing on the Department of Defense, we would be focused on the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, the 19,000 law enforcement agencies, and the 8,000 private security firms.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you for your time. But before I let you go, I want to address the 800-pound gorilla that's in the room with us right now, which is the times we live in. We are in a global pandemic here in 2020. We are in tumultuous times as a society, as we come to grip with the social injustices we have to face day to day. And we know for a fact that our police departments, as incredible as they may be in some regards, do have some issues that need to be addressed. Your company, with your technology and your robots, being that they'd be immune to a pandemic, for one thing, seems to be the right company at the right time. Is that a fair assessment, Bill?
We definitely find ourselves in a unique period here during the pandemic. We're actually operating 24/7, 365. Effectively, all our clients are essential services, law enforcement agencies, hospitals, security teams, cities. So we've been working 24/7 despite the pandemic. Not to be funny about it, but robots are immune, and people are starting to realize that, oh, wow, remote monitoring is actually going to become the norm. And this would be a very unique way to better secure the places you visit, the places you work, study, and play. I think for the last 7-plus years, we've been pretty much screaming at the top of our lungs that we need to reinvent, reimagine, reinvigorate public safety, and I'm glad that finally the entire nation is focused on a fundamental issue. I don't believe the founders of our country ever expected us to build a society where going to work, going to school, or just being in your own community comes with the risk of being shot or killed. And we need to provide new tools and a new way to think about public safety, and Nightscope is at the forefront of that discussion.
Well, listeners, again, we're speaking with Bill Lee, Chairman and CEO of Nightscope. Bill, thank you so much for your time and making time for us here today at the Stock to Me podcast, part of the Investor Brand Network. It's been enlightening, but it's exciting as well. And it's also exciting to hear that this company is not just about the bottom line. The mission is to protect the American society and the people that live within that society. Thanks so much for your time today, Bill.
Absolutely. And be safe out there. Thank you.
All right, for Bill Lee, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.